It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 23rd.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is emigrate, spelled E-M-I-G-R-A-T-E. Emigrate is a verb that means to leave one's place of residence or country to live elsewhere. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Caribbean Today. Originally from Jamaica, Martin emigrated to the UK in 2002 and enrolled in an IT course at a college in East London. The words migrate, emigrate with an E, and immigrate with an I are all about being on the move. All those terms come from the Latin word migrare, which means to move from one place to another. Emigrate and immigrate sound alike, and it's true that both involve leaving one location and entering another. The subtle difference between them lies in point of view. Emigrate stresses leaving the original place, while immigrate focuses on entering the new one. You won't have trouble keeping them straight if you remember that the prefix e means away, as in eject, and the prefix im or in means into, as in inject. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.